SoundCloud Music. That's how Laker fans feel.
Right now, so. We didn't talk about that.
We didn't because he was still unsigned around that time. But since it's a new week, all right, welcome back. Where the place is nothing is safe. This is episode 165. I'm your host with the most, yo. This is your boy Kmart, and I'm with.
It's your guy Mezy.
It's your girl, Miss Nessa, a.k.a. Blaze Your Mommy.
That's right. We're doing here. We're back in at the Nothing Is Safe at a hidden location.
The safe house.
That's right. You know, I'm not used to this shit. So,
nothing oh well. Ain't safe but this house. Right.
Exactly. All right. Let's do some shout outs real quick right now. All right. Okay. So, let me get the dates on straight because, you know. They're kind of a little organized right now, but it's all good.
These announcements? You doing like announcements?
Well, you know, the usual announcements and stuff like that. Again, update from everybody. So
For sure.
Let's see here. Okay, so yeah, just reminder, Sunday, August 25th at the Barber Fest. Come meet with your Diggers Up crew, you know.
Yep.
Stop by, you know, take a pic. You know, hey, stop by. Hey, you might get a chance to get on the show. You know what I'm saying?
You going to grow your hair out again?
Yep. It's in work in progress right now. So, yep.
Get a little hair model. Do
that. He's wearing hats.
right now. Not at work, though. So, unfortunately. But, yeah. Yeah, definitely check us out. And also, too, next week, you know, Comic-Con week. It's coming right now. If you got a four-day pass, be sure to check out... Marco at the Heroes of Might Comic Con panel on July 19th on Friday at the the library? At the probably the public library.
San Diego Library, yeah.
Yeah, San Diego Library. Be sure to meet him up. Got a cool topics and stuff with other panel podcasters, so be sure to check it out. Stop by.
He might be able to pass out some merch.
Yeah. Possible merch.
There's some possible merch.
You never know unless you're going to show. You never know unless yep. you're going to show. Bars.
Wow.
Oh, shit. That's a hook for a song.
Who's this man?
Booyo. Whatever.
Oh, man. I know. It's all jokes
aside. You
got to
go hit. What's his name? Flex.
Oh, no. See, I don't have Flex Bars. Right now. Yeah, Flex is not in this episode today, so.
Unfortunately.
Yeah, I'm going to take a rain check, so.
That's stupid.
So, anywho, let's do some, you know, some hot topics right now. What's going on in the world today, so. Let's go. Oh, yeah, I ain't got no shit for that, but oh, well.
I want to add in something.
What's up?
You know how we usually go with what we're vibing?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I have a song.
You have a song.
Mm-hmm.
I played it for you earlier today. It was William Singe.
Yes.
Up All Night.
Oh, yeah.
Y'all go check that shit out. I'm going to share it on my Instagram. Probably while y'all listening to this, y'all be able to go look it up.
Wait, so is it actually his song or a cover?
I think it's his song. He has a music video for it and everything.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
It's not like his usual covers.
Yeah.
Because I just, you know, I just stumbled upon this dude from watching dance choreography videos.
Just recently?
Yeah, somebody was doing like a... You know, choreography of to this song,
mm-hmm.
and I was with Dashe, and we were like, "Man, what's that song in the back?" I'm kind of like that. I'm like, I'm about to look this up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I looked through the, you know, the description.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, oh, it's right here. All right, let me go check it out. And we both listened to it together. He was like, "Yeah, we saving this mm-hmm. to our library."
Nice.
It wasn't on because I have Google Play. as far as my unlimited streaming service. Because, you know, I don't have to see no ads on YouTube. I got YouTube Red edition in addition with it and all the other stuff. So I can't let go Google Play. So I tried to look up the song. He only has a remix on there. I'm like, all right.
Hey, man.
So I had to go to Apple Music. I mean, not Apple Music, but Amazon Music. I went to Amazon Music. Because I don't fuck with Apple like that.
Yeah, that's why I was confused. I was like,
yeah, they both start with an A, so. And they both like corporate giants.
Shit,
so.
I was about to say, like, what?
you can confuse the two. They both start with A. Yeah, you know, ain't no thing. Amazon been into Apple. But I went and bought the song. 99 cents, whatever. Mm-hmm. I was like, it's that good. I think I'll keep it in my library.
So was the remix, like, similar to it? Or just
or is it better?
Yeah,
I like the original better because of the production. Mm-hmm. It's way less production for the remix. It's kind of like a, it's kind of like a cover, where it's maybe one guitar in the background or something.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Whereas the full song sound like So Anxious.
I kind of like heard the song too, man. I was like, wait a second, it sounds really familiar. I'm like, and then we just did like a comparison. I'm like, I respect that though too as well. I mean, because you know it's still a good song, like regardless though. So
I have a quick question. So
what's up?
Well, no, I guess never mind. What? I guess you can't compare the two. Well, no, because like how that's mainly what he's known for is doing covers of other people's songs.
He has a bunch of them too.
But people don't really. Like, well, I don't feel like I hear him get any backlash as Jacquees does.
Why? Well, I mean, Jacquees' covers be trash. That's why. This nigga covered fucking Rain by SWV. The only reason I know is because we have Pandora at the job. Mm-hmm. And whenever Rain starts to play, I'm like, oh, snap, you know, SWV. And this nigga starts singing. It's like, fuck him, dude. Nah, I ain't gonna say fuck him, but
I was like, this man.
He keep doing some stuff that I'm like, dude, I don't approve.
But like, honestly, Trippin', like when he did that Trippin', like that shit was so fire.
Yeah, I don't think I heard Trippin'.
Really? I don't think I heard Trippin'. Hella bomb. Like I could honestly say that's my favorite one of his. But
what about his song?
Take away from Ellen.
You don't like that?
His it's cool.
Official single?
It's cool.
Fool this man!
What'd you think of him mimicking the Muhammad Ali picture underwater?
I actually thought that was pretty dope.
I thought it was creative. It was creative. Trying to, like, you know, mimic a legendary boxer.
It's actually pretty dope. I'm not going to lie about that. I got to give him props for that.
He has kind of replica shorts, the same boxing shorts.
Yeah,
he has a microphone stand,
right?
And he's kind of like singing, but he got his arm up like he about to like throw some punches.
He's like underwater. It's the known like Muhammad Ali pick when he's underwater and he's like boxing and stuff like that. I actually have that in my place too as well. But he has a microphone stand and he's like he's singing underwater.
And I think it's the same exact pool that Muhammad Ali trained in.
So. Oh, really?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I was like, I'll let you have that because initially I was like, man, what the fuck?
Shit,
you ain't that good, nigga. No.
He's trying to say he's the greatest, man. He greatest R&B alive, man.
Yeah, he's trying to say that, but time will
tell. I'm joking. All right. Yeah, well, he can.
But I'll definitely check that out. You said Up All Night?
Yeah.
Yeah,
it was what I was listening to when I pulled up. I don't know if you heard it.
Oh, no.
It has a real old 90s feel to it. Mm-hmm. And that's my shit.
Yeah.
90s, 2000s. Yeah.
All right. Anybody else, like, anybody vibing anything? Any albums came out that's been pretty new that's anybody been hearing? Or
Revenge of the Dreamers?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay. Dreamville. This came out last weekend, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
This past Friday?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. I definitely got to check that out.
They got a documentary on YouTube as well. Check it out.
That's what's up. All right, everyone. Let's go ahead and move on. So let's get some of these freaking quick topics going on right now.
Rapid fire topics.
I mean, fuck. No.
Tickets and tockets and trinkets.
Tickets and tockets and trinkets and bones.
Who's it's and what's it's.
Fuck it. Let's do this shit.
Speaking of who's.
That's a nothing to say.
See? Yeah.
It's okay.
That's all good. I'm working on it. So, you know, She ain't doing bad.
Speaking of who's and what's, I kind of gave you a transition.
Yo, oh, thanks, for I appreciate that for the segue.
You're that segue.
The segue, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
Okay. what was it?
Do you kind of get what I was saying?
No.
It's from the Little Mermaid song.
Yeah, we suck. Nah, what's good? What was your topic it was bringing up right now?
Since we're on the rapid fire topics, the Little Mermaid.
Oh.
Because it's from the Little Mermaid song where the who's it to what's it to? Like, I know that song from my sister.
Oh, okay. She knows, I'm like, huh? Maybe.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Yeah. So I guess there are a lot of people who are already familiar with it from tweets and everything. So basically, they cast in a Little Mermaid, like a what is it again? Like a live action Little Mermaid from previous also Disney movies from like Lion King, Beauty and the Beast, Jungle Book,
Dumbo.
Mulan too, right?
Mulan's coming too. They just actually dropped the
teaser. Just talking about the ones that came already.
Oh, that already came. My bad.
But now they're doing Little Mermaid, and they casted a child actor named Holly Bailey. I make sure I get that right.
Not to get confused with Holly Berry.
Yeah, Holly Berry, y'all. Yeah.
Holly Berry.
She's a child actor again.
Yeah.
Child actress or actor.
Anywho, so been a lot of backlash. You know how racist people are, saying, oh, she's not white and she's black. And mix of controversies and everything. And just some people need to shut the hell up and just let it be. It is what it is. Like, silence.
Yeah, so people are talking about it being like culture appropriation.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen memes. Did you see the one with is right? How do you say it? Ryan Gosling?
Gosling. Yeah.
Yeah, Ryan Gosling.
Ryan Gosling.
The next Black Panther.
Yeah.
Black Panther 2. Yeah.
Yeah. So
I saw somebody do a. They took Lil Wayne and put him as Tarzan Part 3.
Yeah, I see
and that. He had his shirt off and his dreads. Yeah. He looked like fucking Tarzan Part 3.
He did.
I was like, I'll go see that.
I know. Actually, you know what's pretty funny, though? The funniest one I've seen is somebody put Tom Hanks as Malcolm X. I was cracking up.
Hey, man. Hey. Tom Hanks is that nigga, though.
But my thing is how they be saying what they're saying is, oh, how would you feel if this? And then those are the, like, those are what they're trying to say. Like, how do we feel if we try to do that? But it's like they've been doing that for so many, like, movies.
I would have one question for these people. How many black princesses is in Disney?
Exactly.
And how many white princesses are in Disney?
Yeah. You guys are up ahead a lot. So
Princess and the Frog?
Yeah.
It's the only one, right?
The only one.
Mm-hmm.
And she came later.
Yeah,
so.
Later.
And then some people are saying, like, you know, so they're complaining about, you know, there being a black Ariel. But what about with Aquaman? In the cartoons, he was...
White, with blonde hair.
But nobody complained when this sexy-ass man played Aquaman. Everybody was here for it.
That's probably the reason why he got a pass and shit. Because like, that's motherfucking good. All right, we can pay the pass.
Because he's not regarded as black.
Right.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, it's crazy how people are in such outrage over it being a black... I mean, it's not crazy. Mm-hmm. I guess we should be used to it, but it's... It's ridiculous.
Bro, it's 2019 right now. I mean, some of this shit been happening for a little while. It's like, you guys come like, really?
Yeah, they don't like that shit.
Jesus.
At all.
You know, like the whole Star Wars thing.
Yeah.
They didn't like how they was casting multicultural cast. Like,
right.
It's getting like butthurt off of that shit. I'm like, y'all need to chill. I think it was Rogue One, right?
Yeah.
Rogue One had everybody in there.
Oh, yeah.
And I enjoyed that movie.
Yep. Program was pretty dope, too, as well. I mean...
Shout out to fucking Disney, whoever's in charge of doing all that.
Yeah,
casting.
Shout out to them, too, as well. And I appreciate... And plus, and even in the old fucking cartoon back in the day, there was a fucking mermaid. She was, like, mute. Mm-hmm. And she was black. You know what I'm saying? I forgot her name on top of my head and stuff like that. But, yeah, like, come on, bro. Like, whatever. Anyways. Yeah.
I see. yeah.
Jesus. All right, in other news today, I pretty much everybody have seen the video and stuff like that. Miss Ice Cream Girl, Miss Stick.
I haven't seen the actual video. I just saw the video. No, I just saw the picture. Cutie
with the curly hair and the glasses.
I just saw a picture of her licking it, but I haven't actually watched the.
She had glasses video. Though, right?
Yes. Yeah, she had glasses.
Yeah, I seen the video. It's so funny. I seen the video before this shit dropped and happened.
Oh yeah.
Like I seen the video when people was like, "That's not cool, licking ice cream and stuff." That's disgusting. I was kind of like, I don't care if she licked ice cream.
Really? I was.
Well,
I was
anywho.
Well, by it.
Well, I mean, it's not cool at all, but that was just, I don't know.
Well, she can lick all she want because she looking forward to facing about 20 years for licking
that
ice cream.
Okay,
up,
mind you.
Up to
you,
20 years.
Okay, first of all, I think that shit's disgusting as fuck, and the shit's crazy as fuck. 20 years,
mm-hmm.
Like I said, like I mentioned in the group chat, like, right. You know, with Ariana Grande, she was over there
licking
donuts
and
shit.
Yeah,
I was actually going to bring. I actually was going.
Don't
bring
get me wrong.
As well.
I'm not with her licking ice cream.
Yeah.
And stuff.
Yeah,
I was just saying she could lick my ice cream.
Ooh, hello.
Yeah, you know, that's what I was talking about. Like from like. That other shit. That's what I was saying.
Okay. Well, I mean, just to get an update on it, basically. Whoa.
Moving on.
No, not moving on. Not moving
on.
This was from like a. That's stupid.
Yeah,
this was from like a single standpoint,
okay.
Which I'm not. So you can't lick my ice cream. I was just saying, like. Being funny, you know what I'm saying? Joking around.
Well, just to get an update on everything, basically, it was around the San Antonio area. She basically went into the store, got some ice cream, thought it was cute to lick it, and put it back in her and videotape herself, which is the most dumbest thing in the world and very disgusting. But,
viral. Sorry to cut you off.
She went to the ice cream section in the. Frozen section
on the video.
Oh. Open the damn thing, lick the shit, close it back, and put it back, and left.
Oh, she did it just to one. I was under the impression that she did it to multiple ones and that she worked for ice cream. That's what I got from the picture.
It's a random store. Chick. Think about it. Think of a homeless person going in a freezer.
She brushed her teeth that day because she's not homeless.
Yeah.
I'm just saying an example,
but I'm just.
But she was in there with whoever she was with. They was in a grocery store,
right?
Okay,
right.
Mm-hmm.
And the video just shows her walking up to the freezer mm-hmm. part of the mm-hmm. grocery store, opening up, mm-hmm. grabbing the most random ice cream, opening the cap, licking it, and then
putting it back. Yes,
and laughing.
And they caught her real quickly. They found out who she was. And but since she is underage.
How old is she?
She's like under like around 17 or something like that.
I take back my joke then. Shit.
I know that. That's why.
I'm 17. But how's she going to be?
Continue on that. But
I was going to say, how's she going to be facing 20 years?
Yeah. She could have changed up for 20 years. But since she's underage, I mean, they're still pending on.
What her punishment is.
Yeah, correctly.
This is her first offense. Yeah. Don't they get like a break if it's their first offense?
But you gotta understand
she's
too.
Black
as well,
in America. They don't get
And
no
also
fuss
too
about
as well.
That.
I mean, you know, they gonna put you on some other shit you ain't gonna like fucking on the side of the freeway picking up trash or something for a long time.
Yeah.
Like they did Chris Breezy.
True, but at the same time it's like it's a consumable product and you're pretty much, tainting. It's like
contaminating it
basically. So it's like you're poisoning
with her body.
Because
fluids.
You can think about it, if she had cold or fucking anything or stuff like that, somebody can get sick and shit like that. So they recalled all the ice, not just
that
the ice cream, because they just to be safe,
up.
They took the entire the side of ice cream. They took everything out, just threw it away. Basically, just to be on the safe side.
I mean, so I could see, because that's
yeah. Cool. I mean, that shit suck. Like,
they
what
just need to start incorporating
older people love ice cream
seals.
Like that.
They need to start incorporating seals. So when you crack a seal,
I was gonna ask
know.
About
like,
that because a lot of ice cream have seals
yeah,
on it.
Yeah, so. Somebody commented on the video when I watched it. They was like, "Good thing." I forget what company he said, but he was like Blue Bunny or something. He's like, mm-hmm. "Good thing they got sealed, because now then I know."
Yeah,
yeah, because that's what I was gonna say too. But like, because if you were to purchase it And of course, you wouldn't open it till you got home. But if you got home and the seal was broken, then I would have returned this bitch like, this shit fucking open as fuck. Like, you know, and then.
Yeah, because there's a lot of different ice creams that's you can just pop
the cap. You just pop the cap open and stuff like that. Yeah. But yeah. But I mean, that's sick and it's also bad too as well. Because I mean, if old person like when he had a bad immune system and then she's got sick or something like that, lick the shit and they eat it and something like that and they can like possibly get. Yeah. You know,
die. Which probably just sucks some dick too. Yeah. Over there licking.
She looked like it.
She did look like it.
That sounds so fucked up.
It's sad, but
I still want to see the video. I'm sorry, like,
that sounds so fucked up.
That's not a first time.
The 17-year-old, she looked like she sucks dick.
Oh my God.
That's fucked up.
Hey, but that's the generation we live in.
Yep. So
let me take off my R. Kelly lenses, man.
Oh no.
Jeez, stupid.
That's stupid.
I'm joking, but yep. So we'll see. We'll stay tuned and what's gonna happen. So, but in other words, speaking of Kawhi, last week we were talking about where he was gonna go. We didn't know for sure, but this past weekend it was like really late too, like Saturday
morning.
Basically, Kawhi went to the Clippers and had PG join them too, which is his biggest trade acquisition for how many draft picks in history. Jerry West pulled some strings. Like, this nigga pulled some strings. I am shocked that they pulled all that stuff. And that's pretty sad too as well because the Knicks can't even do that shit. Like, y'all had two slots.
Oh, they can.
They can.
They just chose not to.
Yeah, I know. They say, damn, if the Clippers can give away their picks like that and still get two superstars, like, y'all niggas can get one. It's pretty sad.
They got, you know, they got Julius Randle, man. You know, success.
Exactly. So, I mean, oh, gosh. Well, how do you guys feel now that, you know, you finally chose a place? And it's not the Lakers.
I know who team I'm playing with on 2K. I told y'all last week. Like, hey, if he goes to the Clippers, then I would consider watching that team and playing with him on 2K. Because, you know, two reasons. I'm a Kawhi Leonard fan.
Me too.
And the Clippers are technically from San Diego.
Yeah. So,
and I would rock with a San Diego Clippers team, but they ain't LA. But, you know.
Yeah.
And then, you know, Laker fans. Nessa,
so
y'all like these bandwagoners and the Clippers is down here.
I didn't say none of that.
Well, you know what I'm saying, like, you don't feel that way though.
But
what you mean as far as people jumping on, like,
I'm about to do.
Well, you already said you were gonna do it if it were to happen anyway. I mean, but like I called it last time too, you know, you said that. And I also said that I believe that he would join the Clippers over the Lakers. You know what I mean?
You did say
so
that.
I did call that. And I mean, it is what it is. I just feel like it's going to be a great balance for basketball. Of course.
Yes,
it would be dope to be just on, you know, the Laker team. Yes.
Take over.
But at the end of the day, I am more so a lover of the sport of basketball. And that's why when they started with the super teams, I was like, I don't even fucking want to watch this shit no more.
Nobody
so the fact that now it's balanced and there's more teams like going to, it's going to be more exciting. So I'm just excited to see all of that. You said
I'm going
to
get that black Clippers jersey. number two.
Yeah, I'm same boat as you, Ness. I mean, I'm so excited that, you know, it's a kind of like balance everything. Yes. If he would have went to the Lakers, I'd be like, man, like, come on.
Yeah. It would be over.
It would be over. Like, boy,
I gotta watch the season,
man. I watched the finals and would see the win a chip and stuff like that. But I'm glad because I missed that.
It would feel really good. I ain't gonna front.
I know. Well, yeah, because it would feel really
good. Yeah, if they all went to the Bulls, I wouldn't be complaining either.
Yeah.
Hey, shit. But, sorry, everybody.
I'm just happy to see that, you know, it's been a while since we have things like, because back in the day, we always have like a 1-2 punch in every team, like, back then. Like, even like Utah Jazz, like Karl Malone, John Stockton, you know what I'm saying? Like,
technically, we had a 1-2 punch and a third
person,
like third player, but it was all organically put together.
Yeah.
You know, go ahead, continue down the line. You
know,
I
mean, with the Pacers, you know, Reggie Miller, Rick Smits, and shit like that.
Jalen Rose.
You know what I'm saying? And then, fuck it, Miami.
Mark Jackson, actually. I mean, sorry.
Oh, too. Mark Jackson was a Pacer. Him too as well. I mean, he been multiple teams as well. I mean, hell, I mean, Miami, you know, Tim Hardaway, Zoe, you know what I'm saying? Like, Ronnie Cicely, man.
So, I don't even know why you.
Yeah, I know.
So my.
But I just kind of missed that type of thing where, it don't matter what team, you know, at least mm-hmm. they got somebody, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Patrick Ewing and.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So my homeboy is trying to go to the first Laker home game, and he was already looking for tickets, and they're like $600-$700.
Yeah, no thanks.
And he's like, "We're going," and I'm like, "I don't know." But
you can go a trip.
And then LeBron, he gave up his 23 for AD.
Yeah, to wear number 6.
Mm-hmm. That.
I know that's weird now. So now, like, all the people who had LeBron 23 jerseys.
Mm-hmm. It's about for that, one about year. To be ADs.
Yeah, it'll be ADs. Like, that's not his number.
That's crazy to me.
That's crazy.
I mean, he wore 6 in Miami. So
yeah.
Because Pat Riley retired the number 23 because of Michael Jordan. I'm like, Mike didn't play for Miami. What the fuck you doing?
It's respecting. That's the thing. Puts respect on Mike's name. Dude.
Hey. That's mad respect.
One of the
right
greatest
there.
Basketball players, nigga. Hey, retiring his jersey, homie. Nobody can wear 23.
I don't want to see 23 here.
Nope. unless Michael Jordan himself said he can wear 23. But he's not going to do that. It's Michael Jordan. He's not going to say, nah, bro, you can't wear that, man. So.
I'm not mad at it. I think he did it for the sake of getting AD there. I feel like that had some small part of it.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yep.
Other than inviting him on the next Space Jam movie.
And speaking of which, too, an update on that. I mean, they also got Boogie and Rondo's back as well. So basically, some of the Pelicans came back with AD. The Laker Pelicans, the Pelican Lakers, or whatever, shit like that.
I know, right?
That's because look at AD, Boogie, and Rondo. They all played together with the Pelicans. So
yeah,
is
true, huh?
So that's good because now you got some chemistry, you know. Back there. Mm-hmm. So hey, we play with each other. We know what to do. You know what I'm saying? So,
I don't know.
But mix that in with LeBron mentality. You got to.
We're going to see how it happens.
Yep. And then they also got, what's his name? Danny Green, I think.
Danny Green.
Yeah,
from the Raptors. I was like, wait, Spurs.
I said, when did this shit happen?
Yeah, like, it happened right really quick. Right after they didn't get Kawhi, yeah.
That shit was like happened in a blink of an eye. I was like, when did this happen? Today, right now. I was like, damn.
They probably text him like, "Hey, just in case Kawhi don't come here, would you?"
Yeah,
would you?
Which is actually a good pickup too, as well.
Oh yeah. He's perfect for LeBron's system, or LeBron's way he plays because he can open up the floor, play defense. Mm-hmm. You know, he's all right with defense, and he does what LeBron would love to have a player for. Yeah. You know, he can throw it out there and Danny would knock down the three.
Knock it down.
Yep. So. Yeah,
that's what he's good at. So it works. Yeah. I think AD, I don't know how that's going to work necessarily, but I think it is going to work because AD is so versatile to me. He not just like a number four/five. He can do a lot. He can handle the ball and everything. So I don't know how they're going to do it.
It's going to be
Live City again. I don't know. but in the Lakers jerseys,
yeah. But the real winners of this whole thing is the fucking Staples Center.
Yeah, that
because the other shit. Think about it. You got 40 games at home, these team, and shit. We got 80 games of Lakers and Clippers combined.
Yeah.
You know how much money they're gonna be making every
single what preseason games are the Lakers the only team that come down here?
That I know of.
That I know
Why don't the Clippers come down here? They be having fucking ads up and stuff about the Clippers over here.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Probably because.
And Kobe played 5 minutes and he just sit back down.
Mm-hmm. Probably because it's like San Diego hating. Nah, you can't come back here.
Yeah.
No, I used to, when I was in high school, I used to go to Clipper games. Like, we used to get free tickets to the games. Because that was way before, like. CP3
and they was here when you was in high school.
No, they were already.
That must have been a long ass time ago.
No, they were already
vampire.
They were already. Right. They were already in LA, but that's when they was trash.
Yeah. Was it before
before
D3?
Yeah.
Lamar Odom.
This was in high school, so I was in high school 2000 to 2004, and we used to get it. Because
I remember Lamar Odom, Darius Miles, Corey and Quentin Richardson, and Corey Maggette, Elton Brand.
Elton Brand, yeah.
That was a squad.
It was a squad.
That nigga was hard. I used to love watching them.
Me too, man. That was fun times, man. So.
Yeah, our varsity coach, well, the boys' varsity coach used to give, because Preachy and Tech were, shout out to them, they were the water girls. Mm. And then I played for the varsity girls. So we all knew the coach, but he used to be like, "Oh, how many tickets you want?" And then we would just get tickets and go to the game.
Damn,
drive
up
to LA.
I was your homie in high school. I'd have went.
Dude, we would show up, and there would be nobody in the stands. So we literally would walk all the way to the bottom, like all the Clippers game. It was always dead.
And it didn't matter who was playing, because what if they was playing like a primetime team?
Well, that'd be different. I mean,
would the seats fill up?
I'm thinking about it. If they play.
I don't know. Every game that we've gone to, because it was always like he'd be like, "Oh, do you want to?" And we didn't go all the time, obviously, because we were still in high school, so we couldn't go every single time. But the times we did, we always literally would be at the top, and we would walk all the way to the bottom because there was like nobody in the stands.
Who
well, because if they're playing as them, it's like, oh man, it's like they're playing as the Bucks or the Denver Nuggets and stuff. Like, oh yeah, free tickets. You're like the Bulls or the Lakers or something like that. You're like, yo,
I mean, the Bulls wasn't really popping around that time, but like you said,
2000 to 2004 was when
Mike
I was
playing
in
for
school.
The Wizards,
yeah,
I think. Was it 2000?
That like 2001 or something? 2003. Yeah, it was wrong. Yeah, I know it's 2002, like three, I think. So
he came back 2003 or something, like 2002,
2003. Around random years, but yeah. I mean, around the time that the Lakers was like
popping
and shit like that.
It was the ones.
Yep. So
like if Philadelphia 76ers with Iverson play against the Clippers,
that'll bring a crowd.
That's what I'm thinking. Like,
or even Toronto. I mean, you want to see? They'll see the fucking
Vince Carter.
Vince Carter. Hell yeah,
Tracy
I'll go.
McGrady.
Fuck it, I'll go.
McGrady wasn't there no more. He's a Magic, I think.
Yeah, with Graham.
Yeah.
Sorry, Robert.
Stupid.
Sorry, Robert.
That's stupid.
Yeah, he mad about that. He said, "Man, you pick up Graham. He's fucking injured." And
but
shit.
Yeah, who was I? The only person surprised Paul George got acquired in a trade and went to the Clippers. Mm. I mean, I was surprised, but at the same time, I was like, he'd been trying to come to LA since last year.
Right.
But I didn't think he'd be a Clipper.
Shit, nobody thought he was. Like, they're saying Jerry, he had to pull some fucking strings to get his ass over there.
Yeah,
like
puppet strings.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, he's the man over there, man. I mean, Jerry West.
He's the logo.
He's the logo, my nigga.
You just gonna deny the logo?
Nah. Ever says it goes, man. He's responsible for Shaq going to the Lakers, man.
Yeah.
He's responsible for getting Kobe. You know what I'm saying? Shit. Respect his name. Power moves, man. And speaking of which, poor Russell Westbrook. He's looking to get traded now.
He's
so.
Like, I'm out of here. Fuck this.
But but my thing is this. Where do you guys think he fits at? I'm even
fits.
Real. Goddamn.
Next question.
All right.
No, I'm playing.
Yeah,
I don't think he'll necessarily fit. There's no place I think he'll necessarily fit right now, to be honest. But from what choices that we were talking about, because because they're kind of like the media's kind of hyping up him going to Miami. Mm-hmm. I'm like, no.
Him and Jimmy
Hell
Butthead.
No.
Oh,
they gonna be butting it. They gonna be butting heads.
Fuck no, man. That's not anybody but Jimmy Butler, dude.
Jimmy Butler trying to be the man, dude.
Yeah.
Everywhere he goes.
Damn, another motherfucker's in front
of me. He's stupid. This nigga want to handle the ball and not pass.
This motherfucker's not passing. I score. I missed a triple double.
Jimmy
homie.
Needs somebody that's gonna pass the ball.
Yep.
And not care about passing the ball.
Right.
Yeah, I know. We'll see, man. But, I mean.
And then I think Marco brought up New York. Shazzy, Marco, what's going on, man?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Marco's not with us, people.
We didn't even.
Yeah, he out there living his best life.
Yeah, he's
still
living his best life on his way back.
With kangaroos and koalas.
Yeah, he's on his way back from the down under.
Yeah.
Australia.
Koala.
So, you guys will be able to hear him next week.
Yeah.
But back to what I was saying in the chat, Marco did mention the Knicks. Yeah,
So I'm a bad host.
That's stupid. Nah,
I forgot good. Marco. Well, he's on vacation.
Sound like it was purposely done the way he just said that, right?
And we're here.
He's like, that's unfortunate.
Yep. Any news?
But anyway, Marco mentioned the Knicks because they're the only ones that's not doing nothing. Was supposed to. They're one of the big teams to do something in the free agency race.
Right.
And they're not. And he mentioned Westbrook going there. The homies all Zach was like, nah, he's a plague, you know, all this other shit. And I'm like, man, look, he produces. He'll give you buckets, he'll give you assists and rebounds. You know, regardless of how.
What if we go to the Rockets?
Good luck. Good luck, team. Good fucking luck.
Oh boy.
That's really not gonna work.
I know. I'm just saying that. But he's looking in sights going to Miami, so we'll see about
that. Oh, that's what he's trying to do? He's trying to go to Miami?
He's looking at that. He's thinking going to Miami. That's
like I would say if Jimmy Butler didn't go over there, yeah. I wouldn't mind him going to Miami.
I'm the same way as well. So well, yeah.
I mean,
is he cool with a second person? You know, that's the only thing is weird because, I mean.
It depends on who he's cool with. Yeah. Who he's cool playing alongside. Because, like, if you ask me.
I mean.
I think if the Warriors didn't pick up D'Angelo Russell, he probably fit in that system because everybody's kind of like. Do you, man?
Right.
It's a team thing over here.
Right.
Strength in numbers and all that bullshit.
Oh, boy. All right, moving on. Shout out to the USA women's soccer team.
Hey. Yep.
They finally, they got one, and it's about 2-0 to beat the Netherlands. And, yeah, so it's been good. It's so funny, too, because like they play really early, so I was like, I was sleeping, and I heard, yeah. What the fuck? It was like, it's 7 in the morning. I'm like, oh, the game's on. I'm like, oh, yeah, that's right. Okay. So, yeah, you know, different time zones and everything. Definitely shout out to Megan Rapinoe.
Yeah,
Rapinoe. She's holding it down, man. She's a G, actually. She's already in controversy. Like, oh, no, we're not going to the White House and stuff like that. So. You know, and Trump was like, well, you got to finish the job first. Well, guess what? Them niggas won. So there you go about that. And yeah.
Shout out to her. Yeah. For she posted a pic with the trophy. Right. And she quoted Nipsey Hussle's Hustle Motivate.
Oh, yeah.
She a real one.
Yeah, definitely. But you know what, too? The women's, they're suing the Federation for gender discrimination because they're not making that much money as with the man.
That's crazy. And the men were trash.
Yeah. Here's the whole thing about it,
shout them out for being ass for losing. I mean, you know, congratulations to Mexico, right?
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Congratulations to Mexico.
Y'all did it. You know
what I'm saying? I was about to do it at the end, but shout out to Mexico. Definitely.
The U.S. men.
Yeah, now the U.S. man is like, eh.
You guys are ass.
They even make the tourney, man, and like that. And here's the crazy part about it. It is facts and looking at numbers right now. Like, last year, the prize money, like, for the men's, for the cup, was 400 milli if, you know, team win. For the women's, it's freaking, like, 30 million. So, I mean, even during the time they were like winning stuff, like they were trying to equal pay, man. And this is crazy because they get more ratings than the men's soccer team and stuff like that. Not only that, yeah, they get more ratings than them, and they get more exposure. Like they're way better than that. So
okay,
yeah.
Look, last week I wanted to talk about the WNBA. Players wanting equal pay to the NBA players and kind of go deep into that, but we'll do that for another day.
Yeah.
This will correlate with that for sure, too. So
definitely
the fact, but my thing is the fact that they get more eyes on them.
Mm-hmm, they're popular. Shit.
It's more of a reason why they should get more money.
Right.
Not even equal pay. Like, they should get more than the dudes then. Shit.
Yeah.
That should be like what is it called when you have to make a certain goal to get incentives, mm-hmm. I guess?
Incentives.
Or like a contract, like if you make this much,
right?
You know, if you get this many people watching, y'all, this is what you'll make for this year,
right?
But that's cold,
yeah.
Because like, I understood with the WNBA, like they don't really get ratings like that, mm-hmm. like as much as NBA players. So I would understand why they couldn't get equal pay, mm-hmm. but I'm not opposed to them getting more money than mm-hmm. what they already getting. But as far as these women, the soccer women's team, the USA team, they should should be getting more than the men right now.
Yeah,
especially these men is ass. You know, can't mm-hmm. they not winning, and they don't get as many ratings as the women.
Yeah,
so
they generate. Yeah, they generate more revenue than men, and also got higher ratings than the freaking men as well.
That's right there
crazy.
Is like
yeah. So
that's it. Like, you know, there's no excuse.
I mean, yeah. compare from 30 million to 400 million. That's all.
At least 100 million.
Right.
Like,
they can get that 100.
At least 30.
So they're thinking about, oh, we should go increase the double the amount.
At least half, I was saying.
Of the women out there. But it still wouldn't be enough anyway. So
yeah, fuck that. They should give them at least 200 million.
Yeah. I don't blame them for doing that as well. So shout outs to them.
Yeah.
They the real MVP. So. You know, we'll see.
My personal opinion is they should switch the salaries. I mean, switch the prize money. Mm-hmm. Get a girl's 400 and get a dude's 30 million.
That's real.
Man, shit.
No, I mean, you know, sorry, Mexico team. Y'all won and shit, but, you know, I'm just saying the ratings ain't popping. So the 30 million should go to y'all.
Yeah. But shout out to Mexico, though. Shit.
Congratulations.
Hell yeah. It's so funny. I love going to see Mexico play and stuff like that. Because when I never go for the USA team. I'm like, oh, I hate the USA soccer team.
Really?
So. Oh, hell yeah. But when the Mexico's national anthem stand up, my ass, stand up, homie. That's real shit. So
really?
Yes. Definitely. Hell yeah.
Wasn't David Beckham playing for the USA? At all? Did he ever play for USA?
No, I'm not sure. No, he played Los Angeles. He played Los Angeles Galaxy. But that's not like a, you know.
So he never went to play for Team USA?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm not a Mexican
fan. I'm not a Beckham fan. I don't follow soccer like
but
that.
But I don't lie. When the Mexican national anthem sounds, I'm like, my ass, stand up.
You don't follow none of this shit, but you make sure you jump your ass up for Mexico.
Hell yeah. All
right.
Shit. Shout out to them. I actually have a Mexico jersey, too. Shout out to them. So.
Dang. Oh, yeah, really? That's crazy.
Yeah. Honestly, it's funny because, you know, back in the Jamsie 90, and I mean, at 12 o'clock, they played the National Anthem.
Yeah.
When I was a kid, I used to, like, be happy to hear that song. And
really?
I used to be happy to hear that song because I know it's 12 o'clock. I was like, okay, it's time for me to go to sleep.
So that's a good thing?
Yes.
As a kid, most people want to stay up.
I don't know. It's like, something about it. It's something that intrigued me. I've been like that, and my brother will tell you that. Like, he knows I love that.
I used to hate it because that was the end of Late Night with Love or
something.
That's how I knew it was over. I was like, man.
Hey, now.
I want to listen to these slow jams still. Yeah. That's what I thought of when National Anthem.
Yeah. I play that shit. Fuck that, man. I know. So, hey, baby, you ready? And you hear that shit.
That's stupid.
Fireworks.
That's stupid.
Yeah, but definitely. Shout out to Mexico, though. Most def. Anywho, what else we got? What's going on? Because I... Jeez.
What you check? You didn't do the... You didn't check everything?
Nope. I sure didn't.
Fastest knockout in UFC history?
Oh, that bike. Tiger knee.
Yeah.
This thing was a real life.
Five motherfucking seconds.
Man.
To those that paid to watch the fight. I know
that sucks.
That's,
hey, back in one of the Tyson fights happened, and you know what I'm saying, it happens. So,
but that was the fastest, wasn't it?
Yeah,
the fastest five,
I think. Yeah, it has to be the fastest. Mm-hmm. This nigga ran up and kneed him, and he got knocked out. That was it. So
the gentleman with the tiger knee, his name was George. Masvidal.
That's it. Masvidal. Sorry if you butcher your name. So
yeah, I am sorry.
Yeah. Yeah. He said, "Man, put some respect on my name."
Yeah. The previous fastest knockout was from Dwayne Ludwig, and it was for 6 seconds.
It was damn. What? Are you serious?
Yeah.
6 seconds was that was the record.
Like, yeah, like, that was the original record.
So he beat the record by what? A
one second?
5 seconds? I don't know.
one second, right? You said it was 6 seconds?
The previous.
So then he beat it by 1 second because this was 5 seconds.
God, yeah, that's. Damn. Yeah.
Yep. I don't think that shit would ever be broken. Nigga, you have to run and hit him quick. Like, there's no way he's going to. Nobody can break that record. Like, was it a DDD? Like, you have to run, haul ass.
Not just you. Your opponent has to run. Yeah. Y'all have to run into each other just like how they did. And then somebody's going to get knocked out.
Right. Yeah. That record's going to be there for forever. So,
yep. It's going to be a little while.
It's going to be a while. Unless you can do it like in 4 seconds, which is highly unlikely.
Yeah. So. And I think the guy that lost was Ben Askren. He's the one that took
aspirin.
The knee. Aspirin.
Oh, aspirin.
This is the one, that one?
Yeah. Yeah. Askren.
I only know two people with that last
Somebody name. Ask Ren what's going on.
I know two people with that last name. But, well, three now because one got married to one of them. But that's crazy. Nah, but did you.
I thought he was dead.
Did you see this? Did you see that video? That Shannon Sharp had posted.
Him explaining what happened?
Yeah, well, basically people were getting on him about...
after the hit?
Yeah, how he, like, celebrated or whatever. And he was just like, yo, like, you know, people talk all this shit on the internet. People talk all this shit about, like, and there's, like, no boundaries. They talk about your family, talk about your spouse, your kids, all of that shit. And don't no one say nothing. But then because he won and he's celebrating, everybody's like was like giving him a lot of backlash
because of how he won the knee to the head or something. Or
well, what? No, after he knocked the knee to the head, he went on the side with him. He went down and like he said some shit to him while he was down and shit like that. Like, I think he been down, like he said, yeah, that's why, you know, whatever. Yeah. Like that. And then he went back.
But he was saying in his defense, like how he was taught to fight is you don't stop until the referee stops you.
Yeah, that's how yeah.
But
when he kneed him and dude fell out and he jumped on him and started hitting him again is because they're all trained like that.
Yeah. But that's why he's saying because people were talking shit about that, but he was just
so that's what they're talking shit
about.
Yeah,
so he was like, yo, like that's how I was trained. He's like, but he wanted to talk all this shit so he could come for my family. He could talk about all this shit, talk about my not just his, but people's ethnicity, their religion, religious views, all that shit. But when it comes to him, like, celebrating, now it's an issue. Like, where do you draw the line?
That's funny.
So my homeboy sent that to me. He's like, my hero. And I was like, well, he makes a good point.
Yeah.
Like, you can't talk all that shit and not back it up. And, I mean, that.
And that's the
end. Is that what you signed up for?
Yep.
Like, that's so crazy.
Pretty much. Or... That pretty much was.
Pretty much.
Just one hand. Just
5 seconds.
Just went up there. Just do, 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 do.
That's stupid.
Nah, man. Well, I'm glad he's okay and he's fine. But
yeah, just as long as old boy ain't dead when he caught that knee. Because I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
And I personally wouldn't have jumped on old boy after he got knocked, after he fell out like he did. Mm-hmm. But I noticed that. Most of them do that, if not all of them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I feel like it's something that's, it's like, you know, if you was in a high school team, I feel like it's something that you're supposed to be taught.
Mm-hmm.
Well, not supposed to, but you're naturally taught from the coach.
Because
I feel like it has something with the rules.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where you have to, like, continue until the ref actually stops you. It's really the ref's fault.
Yeah, and that's what he
because the ref should have ran over to him as soon as old boy fell out. Like, oh, hey, I got it.
Yeah.
Like, instead of letting the nigga run and slide and then hit him with a punch or two.
Yeah.
It's like, dude, that's like brain damage. Yeah. Any hit after him being knocked out.
Yeah. Right. And by no means am I condoning any of that shit. You know what I mean? Like, it is what it is. But at the same time, like, he did make a good point. You know what I mean? Like, he was talking all that shit. Now I'm celebrating after that. And I did what my coach told me to do. And then I celebrated. And I'm getting backlash for it. He's like, fuck that shit type of shit. So
say hello to the bad guy. That's what I would say.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all enjoy the show.
That's real.
Because I feel all kinds of ways. Like, what?
Oh, yeah.
It's a challenge for
sure. You know, I kept my mouth shut all the way up to the fight. He was talking shit about my family and all that.
Mm-hmm. Well, speaking of challenges.
That was a segue for you.
Nice little segue. Let's go.
All right. So it's been a cap bottle challenge that's been going on in the Twitter and YouTube universe of celebrities doing a roundhouse kick, trying to open up a bottle
Does
cap.
Does anyone know where that originated from? Like, I just started seeing that shit. Like, who? Like, do you guys know where?
I tried looking it up, but.
Yeah, you know, good journalism. I couldn't
find it. Yeah, I was trying to find it.
We're best journalists at our best, so yeah, there you go. Anywho, so there's been a lot of celebrities who actually did pretty good, actually, with it. Jason Statham.
Jason Statham. He looked the cleanest doing it.
Mm-hmm. One dude did like a double roundhouse stuff, and it was super clean.
Somebody did a front flip, I don't know what you call it, but dude held the bottle above him.
Oh, shit.
And he jumped and did like a front flip kick downward. And pop the cap off.
Damn.
And these are just like random people. It's not even those stars.
And someone did it blindfolded, right?
Yeah, that was Donnie Yen.
Donnie Yen did that shit?
Ip Man. Blindfolded.
Ip Man himself.
That
yes.
nigga is a G.
He put a blindfold on. He had a Raptors shirt on, first of all.
He did.
Put a Shout blindfold on him. And just did a jump, like a jump swipe kick. And so it wasn't a spin kick.
Oh, shit.
And it was so... I take that back. His shit was the cleanest one.
Yeah, his shit was hella clean.
Nah, Mariah's
and he
was
and
the
you
best.
Know, and he takes his blindfold off and just calmly smiles and shit like a Pepsi commercial. Like, you kicked off a Pepsi cap and it's time to drink Pepsi now.
That's funny.
That would have been legit if he did that shit and then took it off and took it off.
That'd be a dope ass commercial.
They should jump on that. What
they
the fuck?
Should.
Coke, y'all need to jump on that shit.
And then pay you for the idea.
Yeah, exactly.
Pay you for the idea.
Yeah, I also saw that John Mayer did it one time. He did his, Diplo did one too as well.
Yeah.
He was pretty cool.
Sway Lee.
Oh, Sway Lee? Oh, he got one? Oh, okay. It's now Sway Lee.
Really?
And
Was it?
He did it. He looked like how John Mayer looked doing it. It's almost the same.
Yeah, John Mayer was clean too.
It's funny though. Sway, he kind of lost his balance low key, but caught itself. It was like, and kind of held that position.
He had an ugly roundhouse and just still worked.
Yeah, it was an ugly roundhouse.
I'm joking.
Yeah.
I could do a lazy roundhouse too. I don't lift.
And you know, I think his name
this is basically a sweep for me.
I think his name is Dan Rue, the dancer.
Yeah, he did one too.
He did it, but he didn't kick the cap off.
What did he do?
He put the bottle in the middle of the street on a busy street.
Uh-huh.
Got in his car.
What?
And sped past the bottle, and the cap flew off.
What the fuck? Oh.
I was like, that's all right, yeah. That's cool.
Yeah.
A little creative.
Now, how do you guys feel about Mariah Carey's?
I thought it was very creative because of how funny it is about her voice being like,
yeah,
so high
in the world. Yeah, it's in the Guinness World Book. I don't know how you say what order it is. Guinness World Book of Records.
Guinness
whatever.
Book of World Records.
Yeah,
yeah. And
where's the one? There was a woman that did it. I'm trying to look for. Did y'all send it?
They did a funny one. This fat dude tried to do it. He missed, and then he said, "Fuck it." So he turned around and farted, and it popped out.
What?
Stupid! I seen that.
Oh,
yeah.
I did.
It's a man. He's like, he missed. Like, oh shit, man! He said, "Fuck it." So he turned around and just bent over and he farted.
Ryan Reynolds did one.
Oh, nice.
Did he?
Oh, yeah, he posted on his YouTube channel.
What did he do?
Kicked the bottle over. It was a Ciroc bottle.
Ciroc?
Yeah. Nice. No, actually, no, it wasn't. I don't know if it was a bottle from one of his companies, but the way the video is, the bottle is like traveling, and it reaches his house, and he sits the bottle down, and he starts to spin kick it, and he kicks the bottle like all the way like off the table and all kinds of shit, and runs out the house.
That's tight.
Yeah, the Ciroc bottle was actually Marlon Wayne's.
Okay. Oh. Oh, Marlon did them too?
Yeah.
Oh, dude. How did he do?
He didn't kick the cap off. He kicked the whole bottle.
Oh.
First, he missed. And then he's like, no, I'm going to get it. And kick the whole bottle. Like, oh.
Shit getting all over the floor.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, shit.
I tried tagging him with the Donnie M one. Like, this is how you do it. Like,
right.
But, yeah.
Oh, boy.
Bothering me because I can't find
her. Well, we'll see who continues.
Who's her?
The lady that I'm looking for. Because besides Mariah Carey, everybody's been more so speaking on the men, but there is a woman that did it. She did it to a coolant bottle or something.
Was it Ellie Goulding? I think Ellie Goulding did. I know she did. I forgot. Yeah, Ellie Goulding did that one too.
Yeah, I don't know what news station I was watching, but
there she goes. They
were doing it on like the...
This girl.
Let me see. Oh, nice.
I think I seen that one. Yeah.
Like to a bottle of antifreeze or something like that.
Oh, shit. Oh, that's even more skinny. Damn, that's actually pretty good.
Mm-hmm. I seen some dude, he was...
Her name's Amelia Hartford.
That sounds familiar. She's not no type of celebrity or nothing, right? Yeah, she's not. She just IG or like a social media personality.
She's a car builder and a driver.
That's what's up.
Shout out to her. Definitely. Shout out to the women.
I think my favorite one, this guy was wakeboarding.
What?
Yes. He was wakeboarding. He got in the air. You know how, like, wakeboarding, you hold a string and they're pulling you from the boat? So the dude, there was a guy standing on the boat, held the bottle up. The wakeboarder hit the wave, got in the air, spun around 3 times, and smacked the cap off the bottle.
What the fuck? That's dope.
I was like, that's a lot.
That one I gotta definitely see.
That's some crazy white boy shit.
Yeah.
It's crazy how creative, the creative ones and even the simple ones, the fact that you're able to be that like precise and do shit like that shit is fucking crazy.
Yeah, that shit is hard as fuck too, because one, you're trying to avoid a kick them bottles, so you have to basically nip it and not make the bottle fall. Like, that shit is so fucking hard to do.
I saw one, I think that the husband, I don't know if he was holding it or was on his head, whatever, and the girl tried to do a roundhouse kick and she ended up kicking him in the face.
That's tight.
And it went slow mo too, so you saw all the action.
Wow.
That shit's crazy.
All right. This is moving on now. I heard Chris Brown made a hair comment or something like that.
That's your NSA though, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But talk about it.
So what's up going? What's going on with that?
But you don't want the theme music and all that?
No, we can. I mean, but he said it like I don't know. It's up to you.
Oh shit, my bag.
It's up to you.
I see. It's like I'm saying NSA. I'm like, oh god. Well, sorry folks. That's in. My bag. All right, give me 1 second. I gotta cue this up.
Yeah, play your theme music.
I will play your theme music. A lot of emails. Right.
You're so stupid.
I don't have the soundboard. Marco took with them. Bastard.
And this is Kmart as your host this episode, folks.
Yeah. I'm doing a good job, am I, huh?
Doing a great job,
you
sir.
You are doing a great job.
Thank you. Dang, I love your sarcasm.
No, you're doing a great job for real.
Yeah.
Alrighty.
Just a couple of, speed bumps.
Right.
Nobody's perfect.
Yep.
Nobody's perfect.
You damn right. Oh, geez, I can't even find it. Okay, I just had it too.
I thought you had it pulled up.
I did, but because what happened is that... I keep switching stuff, and you can't. You're only on one page, and now I got to scroll down and find it. So, damn, son, where do you find this? It's the Jig Is Up podcast with Nessa.
Live and direct.
Just went straight to it.
Exactly like I bet y'all thought that was a recording, huh?
I'm pretty sure they did. Especially when he was like, damn, son. I was kind of like, he found it?
Right? But you didn't hear that talking in the background, so that's how you know that shit was like live and direct.
I was trying to be quiet so I could fucking cut that and use it for future shit.
Well, there you have it. Improvised, motherfucker.
Hosting skills.
Hey, at its finest. Hosting skills.
Y'all crazy.
And I found it.
Damn, son.
Yes. Damn, son.
Vanessa, take it away then. Yeah.
All right, so this is going to be pretty quick. I don't know if you guys have heard. I just haven't really been on social media. I haven't posted in like a week. Like, I just been really busy on some other shit. But actually, I was at work and my boss actually brought it to my attention. And then I seen a little bit of it when I did hop on social media. But I don't know if you guys heard, but Chris Brown has been getting lots of backlash off of his comment that he made about. I think the exact quote he has said was, "I only like black bitches with the good hair." Something of the sort. And I don't know. What is your guys' thoughts on that? Because he's been getting a lot of criticism for that. And I just want to hear what you guys have to say, and then I'll speak my piece.
Okay.
And it's part of his new song called Need a Stack.
Repeat the line. Only black bitches what?
He says something along the lines of black bitches with nice hair, and everybody's going crazy over it.
So he said he
okay,
he basically just said his preference.
Yeah.
Yes.
Pretty much.
Exactly. So so he had posted a song on his new project Indigo, and that specific song he states only wanna fuck the black bitches with the nice hair. And everybody went fucking crazy.
I mean, you know, it ain't no surprise that he go after the Blasians. You know,
yeah,
that's his preference right there.
I mean, that's his preference.
I don't know, man. Like, when somebody talk about their preference, you kind of gotta let them talk about their preference. I don't see it as like he's saying like all the rest of y'all is birds or something. Yeah. Like, if he followed with that, then it's like, what the fuck, bro?
Yeah,
yeah.
Nobody said I'm gonna fuck with the black bitches.
Only fuck with black bitches with the nice hair.
So everybody get the fuck out of way.
He should respond like, y'all lucky I ain't fucking with white.
Right.
I ain't say white girls or something. No, I'm saying.
Right.
So people's.
But so they criticize him because he said that. And
so people, their thing is they're trying to say, is this considered a preference or discrimination?
It's a fucking preference.
So
how do you feel about the whole thing?
Okay, my thing is, of course, we want to step away with, first of all, calling any woman bitches.
Yeah.
Or all women bitches, black bitches, white bitches. That's what I was kind
of
like,
if they're going to outrage because of the black
bitches. See, that's what I'm saying. Like, I can see if people were getting on that, but the fact that they're not even focusing, oh, it's okay that he called them black bitches, but. Black bitches with nice hair? Like, first of all, I'm just like, women, come on. If it doesn't apply to you, if you don't consider yourself a black bitch, number one, then this doesn't apply to you. And if, like, again, I'm sticking to this is his preference.
Right.
And not that, I don't want to say it's okay or if it's not okay. it is, he likes what he likes. Right. And the reason why I got so irritated with that is because I have a whole conversation that I'm going to put on my show about just people getting on him about a certain topic, obviously liking Blasians. Mm-hmm. So that's a whole nother.
You defend your race, girl.
Yes.
Right. That's stupid. Yes. Defend your kind.
Defend your body race.
So I'm going to speak on that. But in this case, you know how much worse shit other rappers had said about women in general, and people are tripping off of this shit. Like that's what is so mind boggling to me. Like, I don't, like, people just be focusing on the dumbest shit. But then when women be like, oh, fuck them short N-words and blah, blah, blah. Of course, short guys may take offense, but you don't see them like crying over them, spilt milk. You know what I mean?
Them little dick niggas.
You're talking about when women say shit like that?
Yeah, when women say shit like that.
I was
going to
say, I know some short dudes with big dang-a-lang, so.
Yeah, that's not my business.
But see, but at the end of the day, yes, our preference, we're stating that our preference are tall men. But you know what I mean? If we're, I don't know. I just don't see where the difference is.
I don't know why people are tripping. I mean, that's personal preference.
Where they feel like they should be able to feel that way.
Right.
Yeah, I'm like, you know, y'all have no problem having preference over what type of guy you want, because that effect, you know, that does make the opposing side of the guys feel away, you know. When you say sorry, white boys, I've heard girls say sorry, white boys. You know, fuck with the black dick or BBC or all that other shit.
You know what's hilarious? Like, what if Chris Brown would have said, "Only fuck with white bitches with the good hair"? Like, what? If he would have said that and shit like that, that'd have been, oh, you don't want to fuck with black bitches and something like that.
Yes.
That'd have been a whole different thing too if he would have actually said that. That's crazy. So I mean,
you know what? It's the whole only black females with the good hair. I think it's because he's pointing out they have to have good hair.
Yeah.
So
he it's had a big issue for women.
I know.
So he,
I can see that.
Right.
But if that's his preference,
that's his nigga's preference.
You don't see me, because, like, you know, when I was single and stuff, you don't see me like feeling away and holding on to that and jumping on females that say they want a guy a certain way that's really like. Disregards me, like, what the fuck? You know, I'm a good dude. What the fuck?
Yeah.
I'm not 6'5".
Well, goddamn.
Yeah, like.
Yeah.
Well, shit, I'm 5'4". Well, fuck it. I can't be with you.
I feel like most people, like, people could come for me for this and I don't give a fuck. And they're probably saying, oh, well, you can't relate because you ain't a chicken head. You ain't got to wear weed, blah, blah, blah. Like, you're irrelevant.
Yeah, you a black bitch with the good hair.
Yeah, so most people would be like, you need
said,
No, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, no,
exactly.
I'm saying that's exactly what people probably are thinking when they hear me or other people. I wouldn't say defend him, but just be like, okay, I could see, you know what I mean? Like, I see both sides. But at the same time,
what if you're bald?
You said what? Yeah, if I mean, at the end of the day, I'm the type. I can only speak for myself. If someone were to be like, "Hey, I don't fuck with Blasian girls," I'm not gonna take offense. I'll just be like, "Okay,
that's you.
On to the next guy." Like, why? I'm not gonna. Why am I gonna sit there and be upset with someone not fucking with who I am? Mm-hmm. Because I definitely can't say that when I personally have a preference, and I say that I can't. I choose not to fuck with white guys. You know what I mean? Because that I feel like that would be me in a hypocrite if I say like, oh, he's fucking crazy. How is he saying da da da? But meanwhile, I'm over here on the podcast every single time talking about I don't fuck with the pink dick. Like, you know what I mean? It's a fucking preference. So fucking what?
Yeah.
So fucking what? But he basically was. So he responded in defense to himself. He said, "Y'all tripping." Y'all bitches don't want to fuck the N-word with the fucked up teeth, do you? Only bitches upset is the uglies, not the black queens. So he fucks with the black queens, but he basically, that was his response.
He don't fuck with the scallywags.
Scallywags.
What if it's the black queens, quote unquote, complaining?
then he's basically saying that you don't consider yourself
not
a queen.
Queen.
You're
not
a
black queen
if you're complaining.
Right.
You scallywag.
Because
yeah.
you
also
have
a scoundrel. A Jezebel.
Because you also
a
have
street
to.
Rat.
Oh my gosh. You also have to say what is considered nice hair, because someone could rock a fucking mean ass fro and he could think that's nice.
Yeah,
he didn't say bitches with hair. The straight hair. He didn't say straight hair, yeah, long hair. None of that shit. He just said nice.
Had a Halle Berry, old school Halle Berry hair.
Right, exactly.
Yeah,
hey,
and that's why I'm
fly, like fly.
Now,
like,
yeah.
Now, where were you bald, though?
Amber could, Rose, that shit, nigga.
Yeah, exactly.
But she got the good head.
But you have no hair.
The good head.
She got the good head.
She got the good face.
That
she
mean,
got
you know,
all of that.
I ain't gonna front. Like,
he has
know,
for good hair. She has no
I've
hair.
Seen,
she's not.
I've seen girls in the past.
I'm joking.
Like, if anybody goes to that Dave Hollister video.
Oh, God.
One Woman Man. There's a girl in there. She has a fade. She has a fucking fade, and she still look good. I was like, she look good, man, with the fade and everything, you know.
Oh yeah,
I give her that. Like, I feel like, you know, it's I don't know. I feel like people taking this too,
too much.
That's how I feel right now, honestly.
Yeah.
So
I just feel like if he were to, I get it. I mean, I'm with the positive shit too. So if he were to say like, oh, I want, you know, I only fuck with the. I don't know. I only fuck with the black queens with the natural hair. Then you'll get backlash from bitches that wear weave. So it's like there's no win-win, you know, there's no winning with what he says. But then you'll still fuck with Future and other rappers and shit like that who say way worse type of shit.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? That mm-hmm. So that, and don't ever, I don't ever hear anybody complain about shit like that. Mm-hmm. So.
Correct.
So I'm not sitting here being like a Chris Brown stan or nothing like that. I'm just over like all the bullshit that I've been seeing and hearing of just people just being.
Hey, I mean, if that's how
you
feel,
like what you like,
yeah, exactly. If that's how you feel and you rock that shit,
either
he didn't give a fuck. He didn't he put it on his song, so he don't give a fuck if you don't.
Yeah, people are gonna find a way to be upset with him.
You lost a fan.
Well,
I got millions of fans.
But I bet you they still over here fucking with no guidance because that shit still bump.
Yep.
That's my shit, yo.
Yep.
I'm getting sick and tired of these
girl,
people feeling away. This whole feeling
this
away
sensitive.
Era.
Yeah.
Like, you have a right to feel away when it's in the correct boundaries. But if it's like something like this, like, you just pull, you just.
Yeah,
reaching,
like,
nigga, you reaching.
If he were to go on a spree and just be like, oh, I hate my kind, I hate black bitches, I hate all y'all, da, 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 da. Then I'd be like,
fuck with y'all.
Yeah.
Exactly, that's what I'm saying. Like, there's no winning. There's no fucking winning
in
this world.
You can't do anything. You be a celebrity trying to see, I'm representing you guys, y'all still ain't fucking with me. What the fuck?
It's like, now you want to censor him when him and other artists been talking shit like this.
I
want
to say,
like,
I want to say this. This may not have anything necessarily to do with it. Mm-hmm. Some women I know have chose to. I don't know what it is. I don't know if you like if they neglect their hair
mm-hmm.
because they choose to have weave and stuff and mm-hmm. do different styles. Like, your hair, you have beautiful hair. Like, why don't you just find something that you like with just your hair?
Right.
And, like, you know, some of them take offense to that. And I'd be just trying to, like, let them know, like, you're beautiful with your hair.
Be creative.
You beautiful with you. Like, if you choose to do other styles and use some other hair and all that, that's fine. But if you're doing it because you don't like your own.
Right.
I don't, you know, I think that's an issue. You should be able to like your own stuff and still kind of maneuver
mm-hmm.
with the other, you know, but. Yeah, I just feel like I wanted to say that real quick because I feel like this is what it relates to,
mm-hmm.
you know, women being insecure when they hear certain things like this.
Right.
You mm-hmm. kind of hit a soft spot. Like, we had a situation at my job where something was said about hair and all of a sudden you had some women going off and that's all it took. And I'm like, damn, that must have been a core spot, boy. Mm-hmm. You know, I didn't say nothing. I wasn't, you know, the person saying anything. I was just kind of observing what was going on. I had to kind of, like, you know, but yeah, I just feel like this will be a topic in the future as far as insecurity. This is kind of based off of that too. Like, man, we touching on stuff that I want to talk about.
I mean,
everything, you know.
But yeah, I'll take shit too. I mean, just the internet just takes shit sometimes too seriously.
Yeah.
You know, and it's sad. I mean, y'all, everybody's fucking sensitive nowadays.
Yeah. Like I
it's
said,
kind of sad.
Nice hair, like, you can take it however you want to. Shit, my hair, I was just like, oh, like, as of late, I'm like, my curls been popping. But then also with this humidity, like, it's like I'm loving the weather, but my hair just been kind of, like, frizzing up and shit. So I'm like, okay, it's cool. And then next thing you know, I'm just like, oh, my hair feels sticky. Like, I'm not like, okay, it's not where I want it to be. And this weekend, I was at a winery.
Mm-hmm.
Not drinking wine. And I see this white lady pass by me, and I was gonna do a snap about it, but I was like, I'm just gonna save it for the pod. This lady gonna walk past me, and she smiled, so I smiled back, went and said, I love your, and as soon as I seen her hand gesture, I was like, no. She said, I love your hair, and proceeds to touch my hair. And I looked at her, and I didn't want to, you know, because I'm around a bunch of white folks. So I was just like, thank you. But, bitch, I know you see all the memes going on talking about don't fucking touch my hair or our hair.
Yes.
Like, that, to me, I don't give a fuck. Like, that shit is so rude to me. It's just, it's almost, okay, of course I can't compare it really because I don't have one. But to me, it's almost as disrespectful as walking up to my baby, if I had one, and saying, oh, your baby's so cute. Can I hold her? Can I hold him? And
snatch.
Like, care. Yes. Like, to me, that is so disrespectful. Please don't touch my hair. I even saw like a whole ass video about that. Like, they're trying to do like swap. I forgot.
Spit.
But basically, huh? No.
Swap wives, like wife swap or something like that.
Yeah. You said wife? Or like,
I don't know.
No, but like they were like they would go up to and like, oh, so like they were making fun of it. Like a black woman went up to a white woman touching her. Oh, wow, your hair is so stringy. It looks crazy. Like, you know, shit like that. And then I don't know. I got to find it and show you guys. But it's like, how would you feel like if we would do shit like that to you? You know what I mean? Like, don't touch my hair. You can ask to touch it. I'm going to tell you fucking no. I won't say it like that. But I will let you know, please don't touch my hair. You can admire it from afar. But come on, man.
That's the same thing with overseas. Like, if you're out of the country and stuff like that, then people just go on and just touch your hair and stuff like that. I've seen like videos.
Oh, yeah. In
China. Especially in China. Yeah.
We were in China on our way to Bali, and all of us damn near had braids, and they was on it. They was like, oh, I love your hair. Touching our hair. We looking at them like, bitch. But it's like, they don't know no better.
Yeah, they don't know.
You know what I mean? And they're just like touching all of our hair. Oh, I love your hair. I love your hair. I was just like, I was about to be hella racist. Let me not say anything.
Thank you. I guess.
Oh,
yeah, it's just something that they're not aware of.
Ling Ling, don't touch my hair.
Oh,
no.
I don't care. I make fun of my Filipinos as well. So,
hey.
I mean, you are Blazing, so yes,
you're allowed to do that.
You're allowed to.
Yeah, you're good. You can do that. So,
but no disrespect to my Ling Lings.
All the
I
Ling
know
Lings.
Someone named Ling Ling for real.
Ling Ling.
Yeah.
Shout out to Ling Ling. Well, shout out to Ling Ling then.
Yeah, shout out to her. And a few years ago, she dressed up as Princess Katana, and she fucking killed that shit. It looked dope as fuck.
Nice. Definitely shout out to her then.
But yeah, that was pretty much it. Like, you know, just pretty much wrap it up. You guys, ladies, or even men, if y'all was offended, preference is a preference. You ain't gotta like it, but shit, if it's not attacking you or... Most of these people don't even have a chance. Like, not like that, but he's a celebrity. Like, I would never get offended if a celebrity would be like, I don't fuck with girls with curly hair. I'm like, okay.
Right.
I'll fuck with somebody like it. Like,
yeah.
The fuck?
Right.
Yeah, but say Chris Brown, I don't fuck with black bitch. Blah, 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 blah. Yeah, but nigga, Brown Chris came down and.
Brown Chris.
Yeah, it's like that. You're like, oh, I don't fuck with black bitch. Okay.
I feel like there's like no way around it. He couldn't, like, any way he would have worded it, he would have got attacked regardless.
Yeah, regardless, yeah. He's a celebrity and stuff like that. It comes with the fame. It sucks.
And he's not going to be like, oh, if you have fucking chicken. If you a chicken head, you can't come to my shows.
If you're like, a chicken head, don't come to my shows.
Actually, that happened in a club in, side note, a club in Miami. Future was performing and he was fat shaming and was like, oh, no fat women can come in. So they literally turned, if you were fat, you couldn't get into the club.
What?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know that? South Beach, don't be playing, man.
Mm-hmm. Fuck. Oh, man.
There's a flabulance coming. Flabulence.
Damn, if that's the case, shit. If I can't see no girl celebrity or anything like that. It's like, oh, you can't get in. Oh well. I'm going to get some E anyway, so fuck y'all.
Oh, my God.
But that was it for that.
That's crazy. I didn't even know that either. Mm-hmm. Fuck.
Yep.
He's saying, y'all better get to the gym.
Yeah, so pretty soon we'll have that convo about insecurities and
definitely
stuff.
Definitely.
Coming soon.
All of this, yeah, will fall in place. Soon as, it's Marco make his ass way, you know, his way back here.
Mm-hmm. Damn it. There goes my soundboard duties.
You're stupid.
He'll definitely be with us next week, folks.
No. Sorry. Yep. All right. Well, anything else you guys would like to add?
No, sorry, really quick. I just seen that he said, I'm going to start giving away free lace fronts for all you weird females the skid row edges and low self-esteem. Aside from that, hop off these nuts.
And he went in.
Hey.
Yeah, there was multiple stuff that he said, but that was the only thing that I wanted to
shit. Damn.
And I bet you he ain't gonna lose a step as far as his fan base, and they a part of it.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
They gonna keep loving him.
Hey, it's Chris Breezy. He's good.
Chris Breezy. All right.
And I'm rich.
So I guess. So I guess that's it.
Yeah, I don't
it,
give
right?
a shit. Yeah. So. Anything else, you guys?
I think the only thing left is the young shoutouts.
Parting words.
Well, any challenge for you guys?
Yep.
All right.
He'll know you what you fucking want to do.
What?
Hey, I'm going to let you do it. I don't know.
Do you want me to go first? I'm going to go.
As usual. Per usual.
Sure.
Okay. Well, shout out to me, everyone. Your host with the most. I appreciate you guys listening to us. And I appreciate you. That's all.
All right. Shout out to my lady, Dashe. She just recently did a show with R&B Only in New Orleans.
New Orleans.
Wobble, wobble. Shakey, shake it.
Yeah, caught a little bit of the Essence Fest.
That's dope as fuck.
Nice.
Yeah, and she is on her way back as we speak.
Nice.
She's coming home. Lovely.
I'm coming home.
Happy couple happy birthdays, Jaden Smith.
Oh yeah,
mm-hmm. His birthday is what today? Mm-hmm. Yesterday? Today? The eighth today? Because mm-hmm. I work overnight, I get confused. Mm-hmm. Yeah, happy birthday to that dude.
Yeah, he's finally 21 now.
Yep, yeah, it's officially.
Crazy. Yep.
And
haha.
Sorry. Later on this month, Mr. I don't know if I'm saying it right. Jafar Jackson, Jermaine Jackson's son.
Oh,
Michael Jackson's nephew. Oh my gosh.
No, I'll get to you.
Yeah, but you're killing me, Smalls.
Oh, I wish I had that. I'd probably do, but I can't find it. Ness.
Well, I was going to say, because he has a song out. He has a song out on, I think I found it on YouTube. Why you got to do all that?
I didn't know.
Why you got to do all that? What the heck? I'm trying to look up the name of it. I think it's called Got Me. Yeah, it's called Got Me.
He got
a music video. And he's doing a lot of I want to say Michael moves. And it's kind of clean. I was like, all right, man, I see you.
Okay.
You know, and it's not a bad single, so everybody go check that out. Jafar Jackson.
Damn. Jafar. That's a G name.
No. Your Majesty Jackson.
Your Majesty is the dopest one, actually.
Your Majesty Jackson.
That's fucking hard on it, actually.
Mr. Jackson?
Hey, girl. Hey, it's like going to the club. Hey, what's your name? Your Majesty. Oh, shit. Well, Your Majesty.
Right. It's like,
can you buy me a drink?
You stupid.
No. The royal penis is clean, Your Highness.
Thank you, King shit. Nah, but that's funny. Like, if I was him, I would say, you address me as my first name, never my last name. And you say Mr. Your Majesty. I would be a dick.
No, Mr., just Your Majesty.
Oh my God.
Think about it. So it's like, he graduated from high school. Your Majesty. Like, just go up, get the thing, and wave. That's all you have to say is Your Majesty.
Don't say my last name.
Don't say my last name. Don't say Mr. No, Your Majesty.
Oh my gosh. That's funny. But shout out to the Clippers.
Oh.
I had to. I had to. Shout out to the Clippers. You know, you've given me life on 2K. You brung me life on 2K. There's hope on the sticks. And in the game of basketball, shout out to Kawhi Leonard for bringing balance to the force.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I am happily looking forward to this season. Given that KD is not with the Warriors and they're not the big dynasty that they once was. We get to see the Brooklyn Nets start hooping. And can't wait to get that Biggie-inspired jersey. I'm definitely grabbing one of those. Probably Dinwiddie's, though. Because he's been there. So, but, yeah, shout-outs to you, the Clippers organization. I guess mainly Jerry West, Mr. Logo. And shout out to Kawhi Leonard, SDSU. SDSU's on. And I'm done.
West. I don't know if you. Okay. Well, yeah, it's a shout out. It's more so shout out to her standing up for what she believes in.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you guys heard the story of a biracial rapper named Tiny Jag.
So
she pulled out of, or she lives in Detroit, so that's her hometown. She pulled out of a local music festival because she found out that they were overcharging white folks. And before anybody go ahead and try to come at me, like I said, it's more so a shout out to her going with her beliefs, and it was more so the principle of it, not necessarily her I guess protecting white folks, but it's just being biracial and knowing that one race is getting charged more based off the fact that they're not of color. I thought that was interesting because, number one, she missed out on money.
Mm-hmm.
And then number two, her fans are of both people of color and of non-color. And from what I'm getting from it, I feel like she would have did it if it was either way as well. If they were to overcharge black folks and not white folks, I think she would have done it either way.
Yeah.
Because it was more so based off the principle of it.
Yeah, it was crazy too, because I actually look at the bill and stuff like that. And so she went to a festival and they was like, if you POC... it paid like 10
flyer, right?
Yeah, the flyer. And mm-hmm. It says a POC, $10. Non-POC, $20 or something like that. Then it's like, one of the POC people of color. It's like, what the hell? Like,
yeah.
Like, what the fuck?
Like that shit hella bold.
What's the name of the festival too?
It's like fight for rights. Mm-hmm. Of black folks, like what we've been doing.
Mm-hmm.
But to try to, like, reverse or practice the same practices these motherfuckers do.
Yeah.
Just towards white people?
Yeah.
What the fuck? Nah. Well, what I've loved about black people over the years is like, we not the motherfuckers. Like, say, you know, how we always feel like they don't accept us. Mm-hmm. AKA white folks. We'll be in the hood. I've seen many times people that aren't our race being accepted.
Yeah.
Not necessarily like, oh, you're black too, but you good. Yeah, you know, you cool. You cool people. It'd be a white dude that grew up in the hood and be cool with everybody.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Mexican dude, even an Asian dude. I've seen it. Like,
yeah.
I've always liked that about us as black folks because we naturally just kind of be like, you know, if somebody can relate to us, it doesn't necessarily, they don't have to necessarily be fully black or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
And so they'll be cool. They'll be cool. Like, not like, you know, like I said before, they don't make them black or nothing, but, if, you know, we don't like, say, just because you're not us, you can't hang or something.
Yeah. You can't fuck with us.
Yeah, there's no dumb shit like that. So I've always appreciated that. So I can't rock with this shit. Like, this is stupid.
Yeah.
Because I forgot the name of the festival. Was it called the Essence Festival or something like that? Or
It was just a Detroit music festival.
I was about to say.
Well, because the name, it's a black film festival or something like that. And it's like, oh, yeah, POCs.
Yeah.
Non-POCs. You get paid $20 and black people come in for $5. Like, no.
Yeah.
This is not what Martin Luther King wanted, dog. Yeah. Like, real shit.
You stupid.
Yeah, you're like, what the fuck? Y'all trying to reverse this shit?
So shout out to her. Her actual name is Jillian Graham. Her grandmother's actually white. But she goes by the rapper name Tiny Jag. And yeah, that shit's crazy.
Her name's funny.
What, her name?
Tiny Jag.
I guess with them,
it is.
Their reasoning behind it. Where the fuck did it go? Their reasoning behind it was because they're not going for equality, but what is the term? Fuck, I lost it. It's like, not equity. Fucking bitch. Okay, if I find it, then it is what it is. But yeah, so. Oh, I think I found it.
Fuck. I wish I had the Jeopardy theme music, but it's not installed on my phone.
You said the what?
I wish I had the Jeopardy.
Oh, here it goes. Theme music. Oh, it's called, it was, is it the Afro Future Fest?
See, that's what I'm saying. It's the Afro Future Fest.
And they
Fest.
Said that they they said the Afro Future Fest is about promoting equity over equality. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So they're just saying the ticket structure is black and brown people deserve access to quality events in their city, and it isn't fair. They want more color folks to be there, so that's why they don't want the excuse to be like, oh, I can't afford it. But then I feel like that's a cop out.
Yeah, that's some bullshit.
Yeah,
it's some bullshit.
Come on, black people.
What the fuck?
Come on, black folks involved in that situation.
Yeah.
So
come on, y'all.
So that's why I'm shouting her out as far as the principle of it. Like, I know that's hard to walk away from money. And in your own, your hometown. And then to say, okay.
It's, well, yeah, that's true.
You know, and I know the backlash. Like, I haven't
good
seen
luck
it yet. But I know the backlash she's going to probably get is, oh, you know, that they're white. They wouldn't care if we did that to them. Blah, blah, blah. It is what it is. So that was courageous of her to do. So shout out to her for that. And shout out to this past weekend. Shout out to my girl, Natasha. I thought I was going out there just to get a, you know, just to chop it up with her. Quick little mini getaway in Menifee, California, which is in the Riverside area. But it ended up turning into like a girls weekend. Like, I got there. We chilled. We hung out. They drank and toasted. I sipped on some raspberry lemonade. We went to a we went to a winery, which was my first time, because obviously I don't drink like that and I don't drink wine, so we just went there for the vibes. It was cool, nice scenery, beautiful day. got back, the host, which was her homegirl at the house we were chilling at, she cooked us, I don't know if you seen my story, but she cooked us lobster, shrimp, fish, baked potato, veggies, mixed veggies, and then turned into a slumber party. We was jamming to like 90s and early 2000s music. The girls got a little ratchet. It was, you know, me chilling, minding my business, just recording. I'm the camera woman. Yeah, and then the morning, cooked breakfast, and then it turned into like a sip and paint type shit. So I don't know if y'all see my little painting of my black queen.
That yeah, shit. She was in the sun for a little too long. That's all.
Oh my god! But if you should have seen, if you see,
wrote the word if ass you, after black,
if you saw
black ass queen,
oh my god! If you seen the tutorial, she was black. Like she was supposed to be way darker than that. I actually had her lighter, but when I was trying to follow the things, so I was like, okay, let me make it a little darker.
Oh, it's that kind of art. Okay. Yeah, because I'm just being funny. because that was my first initial reaction. I'm like, oh, because you know how you did the before and after?
Yeah.
I was like, okay, all right, Nessa, get on your art tip. Then I saw a black ass. I was like,
oh, shit.
Oh, no. This motherfucker.
She was in the sun too long today.
Oh, my God.
She went to the beach.
Black is beautiful.
Black ass is beautiful.
But yeah, so shout out to having a great week, a weekend, and start off to my July because it's about to be real busy. So Nessa can't come and play. It's all about hustle and hard work. So that's right. What I'm about to be on for the next few weeks. So that was very much needed. So shout out to them. Shout out to y'all.
Yep. Appreciate it.
Shout out to, yeah.
I think last week we didn't say, because I was the host fucking up, we didn't wish people Happy Fireworks Day.
Happy Fireworks Day.
I don't want to say Happy Fourth because people be all getting all... Well, you know the history, right?
Yeah.
But nigga, we celebrating it to get off work or get paid double time.
Yep.
To barbecue and enjoy fireworks.
Exactly.
We don't give a fuck about the history if it don't apply to us. Like, come on, bruh.
My question, what are we supposed to be doing instead? I mean, I know people were standing like, oh, Juneteenth. Signs. How come you didn't celebrate like that for Juneteenth? Did you? That's my rebuttal. Did you?
Right.
And if you did, shout out to you.
All right. Well, any more announcements? No. Or
somebody got to go to work.
Mm-hmm. Time is a ticking.
Well, do I have to say the end part?
Yeah, you're the host.
Yeah, man, you hosting, man. Okay. Unless you want me to say it.
You can do it. Yeah.
All right, well, this is Kmart. If you enjoy listening to this podcast as much as we love making it, because we do what we love.
You got the laugh too.
And we love what we do. And if you're not being your motherfucking self, shout out to me. You know what I got to say.
This motherfucker.
The jig is up.
And I'm out.
And we're out. Bitch. No,
bitch. Yeah. That's my favorite
this
word.
This is Kmart signing off.
Subscribe. No, I'm joking. All right, guys.
Thank you for listening.
Thank you for tuning in for me. And only me.
Shout out to us for holding it down 2 weeks in a row, y'all.
Yeah, we got yeah,
this.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, 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 yeah,
thought we
yeah.
couldn't do it, huh?
Yeah.
Guess what? I'm hungry.
It's $5 nacho box time.
Oh, taco. We'll be right back.